Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in, everyone. All right. So as promised, CNN puts this up. You know, one of the biggest things going on out there is the darlings in the media, Jim Acosta and others, this argument that people are going to get hurt if Trump keeps his stuff up. The very same media who doesn't cover, other than Fox News and Talk Radio 1210, what happened here in Philadelphia with a mob yesterday who descended upon Candace Owens and Charles Kirk, conservative activists in their 20s, just here in Philadelphia for business and a breakfast. That apparently doesn't result in any media coverage. So they post this guy's name is Joseph Holt. He's a professor at Notre Dame. And he writes, the media, the press, isn't the enemy. It's our protector. He says it's a sad day for democracy when the leader of the free world repeatedly calls the press the enemy of the people. CNN Jim Acosta asked White House Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders to acknowledge the mainstream news media is not the enemy. Holt goes on to say that we ought to see that what President Trump is saying here is disturbing because it suggests that Trump would prevent mainstream media from criticizing him if he had the power to do so. He then cites Thomas Jefferson and he says the press is made up of human beings. They sometimes make mistakes. But then he goes on to say the press is really our protector. He says they are a revealer of truths. Here's the line that got me the most. We thank, after comparing them to soldiers, we thank soldiers for their service because they devote themselves to protecting our freedoms, and we should. We also should thank the media, though, for the same reason, especially when the stakes had never been higher. Now, you got to know, if you're sitting there at Notre Dame, and you start comparing Sergeant Acosta, Jim Acosta, to military who put their lives on the line, that you're going to get a lot of blowback, that you're out of line. Soldiers, we should see these people, this is the way they see themselves. They're so much up against it. They're like soldiers against Trump, soldiers for the truth. You got to know, whenever you go around throwing anything military, when the person isn't in the military, actually in harm's way, other than police, something like that, you got to realize you are treading on ground that is incredibly sensitive. But apparently not. And CNN put this up. This is their stance. This guy represents it. We ought to be thanking the media in the same way that we say, thanks for your service. So the next time I have on some media type, 855-839-1210, you get in. I ought to be saying, let's say it was Jim Acosta, since he's the principal one. Thank you for your service in the manner that we do toward people that are truly in the military protecting us in harm's way. That's what he's saying here. They're just like soldiers. They ought to be thanked in the same way. Think about that. Think about what a White House press corps person does. Think about how gilded of a day that is. And they ought to be thanked like they're people in Afghanistan or South Korea or wherever protecting us right now. Thank you for your service when we have these folks on. 855-839-1210. And CNN printing this. You got to say, wait a minute to the guy. You can make these points about we need a free media press and all that. Okay. You can't be comparing them to soldiers and saying we ought to thank them for their service in the manner that we do the military. The only one that we thank toward that I do are people like police officers, somebody like that, like the cop who was shot in the face yesterday. It's that type of occupation here in Philadelphia. These people, and because I'm sure that on the national, some of them are getting threats and all that. That's part of the job. I've gotten it over the years. You're not a soldier. You're not. I'm not. It's not a thank you for your service. No, not at all. 855-839-1210, you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. Let's start with Vince in South Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Vince.
Hey, Dom. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I'd really have to take issue with that Notre Dame professor. You know, to me, the media are not protectors. I mean, they're basically enablers at this point in society. I mean, the fact that you don't call out certified frauds like Al Sharpton and, you know, Maxine Walters and, you know, all these Antifa types or whatever. And it's almost like I feel like asking them, I feel like saying, you know, we see the same video and hear the same audio, and yet we come to completely different conclusions.
Right.
I mean, I think it's a farce when you have, you know, these militant types that come into cities now almost on a, like I said, a regular basis and just, you know, tearing down statues, harassing people. And, you know, but they want to blame the rhetoric of Donald Trump. I mean, it's just asinine. I mean, you could legitimately criticize things that Trump says and does, but to completely ignore what the other side does, I mean, is a farce.
Well, it is, Vince. And look, there's plenty of fodder to your point where President Trump, he gives a lot of a great conversation where you can take him to task, go back and forth over policies and all that. But instead, it's overkill. And CNN is the one that put this up. The press isn't the enemy. It's the protector. And the lines where he says, we thank soldiers for their service because they devote themselves to protecting our freedoms, and we should. We should also thank the media for the same reason, especially when the stakes have never been higher. He says democracy is tilting out there. And as a result, the stakes have never been higher. He makes the point that what's going on with the media is, yeah, sometimes they make mistakes, but there's nothing willful here. There's no meme. There's no narrative to get Trump or that Trump is Hitler or Stalin or anything else. Now, Karl Rove and the others think this is a losing battle for Trump. I think the media is under such lack of credibility, such by the American public by and large, that it's not a losing hand for him here. And when you have guys on a premier national network, CNN, getting this piece posted that says, treat them like soldiers, protecting our freedoms. How far do you go? I can't even imagine some of the media type. They probably, wait a minute. You know, don't say that. A, it's going to get people riled up. B, it's wrong. We're not soldiers. Nobody's soldiers, truly, except soldiers. They're the ones that are putting their lives on the line, even if we're not at war, even if they're not in that situation, from military accidents and God knows what. You look at cops, you look at somebody like that, like the cop shot in the face in that unfortunate incident in Philadelphia yesterday, going into the house to serve that warrant. Those are the people we ought to be thanking, not people who are trying to get to the bottom, allegedly get to the truth. That's worthy when they do it that way, but they're not soldiers. We're not going to be holding radiothons for the media. I mean, comparing and saying what? Thank you for your service.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.